Hey everybody, this is Dee Dee Leprec. It is your trice weekly short format podcast, Black Women with Other Brothers, coming to you from the downtown San Francisco district of the Tenderloin. This is your podcast for Wednesday, July 1st, 2020. My goodness, where has the time gone? Wow, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing, and please recommend. How is everything going for you guys? Like, really, how is everything? This world is so topsy-turvy, upside down. I want to talk about the benefits of staying neutral. Stay neutral. Oh, goodness, where do I start? All of these marches, protests, Black women being denigrated on the cover of the July 6th Time magazine, a worn-out mammy archetype painted by a Black male, currently on the cover of the Rolling Stone magazine as of July 1st, 2020, a cover of an angry Black woman and a little Black boy, another piece of art created by a Black male. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, everybody knows Black Lives Matter is primarily focusing on police brutality and Black males. This is necessarily not a Black woman's fight, even if you do have a Black son going out and putting yourself on the danger zone. It's not beneficial in any way. And you already know we have too many Black kids being raised by the grandmother. So really, why go out to march and protest? You know what I've been hearing? People have been honest to me in emails, a lot of Black women are going out to protest because it's like a party. People have been laid off their jobs, or they're stuck in the house, or their hours are cut off. So when they get out and protest, it's like a party. So that's why, to me, it's like performative protest. Anyway, there is a benefit to staying neutral. Myself, Dee Dee Leprec, the infamous sexist, womanist, bohemian trophy widow, I let everyone know I'm not marching for anything. And I'll say right now, I wouldn't even march for Stevie Wonder. And I love him more than I do my late father. That's how much I love Stevie Wonder. I'm not marching for anybody or anything. I'm a middle-aged woman. I consider all political protest dangerous. You could lose your life at any time. A stray bullet. You could get hit by a rubber bullet. A rubber bullet. You could get tear gassed and have an allergic reaction. Stay neutral. Well, you know, the godmothers of Black empowerment, Black women's empowerment, we're talking about staying neutral. Me, I am even neutral politically. I went last night and made sure that my political affiliation is legally independent. That's how neutral I am. I have no intention on siding with Republicans politically. I have no intentions with siding with Democrats. I am neutral. And it is better for Black women to stay neutral, because too many people want to use us as labor, mammies, sidekicks. They want to use us as sister soldiers or shields. They want to use us to represent them, when we all know that the favor isn't returned. Who is protecting you, ladies? Who's protecting you? It's a beautiful day. I mean, it's July. I'm sure most places in America and around the world today is a gorgeous, beautiful day. It's good to get out and enjoy the weather, do some gardening, indoor or outdoor. Just stay neutral. Stay out of it. For instance, this documentary filmmaker came to San Francisco, is making a documentary about our outrageous junkie vagrant problem. The white liberals call it homeless. I call them junkie vagrants, because most of the people on the streets of San Francisco are junkies. So this guy came to town making a film, and I reached out and told him good luck with that, and then he invited me to some meeting. I didn't go. I don't go to meetings. Ladies, I recommend you there. Name me a meeting that you really have to go to. I'll wait. Unless it's concerning your children and you should be able to do that on Zoom. They were meeting at 10:30 on a Saturday morning. The only date I will have at 10:30 on Saturday morning would be a date with 40 gallons of hot water in a bathtub. You hear what I'm saying? So no, I didn't go. And some other people who went told me it was a cold day, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not doing any of that. I am staying neutral. We're having enough high stress in the world as it is, ladies. Please stay out of it. Please stand down. Please, ladies, stay neutral. So this weekend, I am opening the Black Women with Other Brothers Twitter page. Yes, you will be able to interact with me there. I'll be making a statement on the Black Women with Other Brothers Facebook page that I am migrating over to Twitter, and I will leave the Black Women with Other Brothers Facebook page open as a resource and a document. I appreciate you listening. I'm committed to keeping these podcasts short because when you make a point, you don't have to keep making your point over and over again. And too many podcasts are long. Stand down. Stay out of it. Stay safe. I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. Thank you for listening. Everything's beautiful.